Ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, Father Anthony Pritchard is not available this evening, so we will not be commencing with prayers. Unfortunately, Father Anthony is not available this evening, so we will not be commencing with prayers. We'll move straight on. Unfortunately, can you hear me now? I'm sorry? I've got a sound system on. Can members hear me?
Yeah.
Right. Gentlemen at the press there, can you hear me speaking, sir? Can the ladies just come to, can the security man at the door just hear me? You can, thank you. Right, I'm going to plough on then, thank you. It's obviously working. Can I please welcome fellow members, honorary aldermen, ladies and gentlemen, to this meeting of the council. Need to inform you that this meeting is being both video and audio recorded. Can members and members of the public please ensure that their mobile phones are switched off? Can I just check that all councillors have a copy? Can I just check that all councillors have a copy of the agenda papers?
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm now going to ask the Chief Executive to report on the evacuation procedures.
I'm going to sit down.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. If the fire alarm sounds continuously, please exit the building by the nearest available fire exit. You will find you will exit to fire the point F assembly point in the public car park, which is just in front of the hedge in the car park. The fire exits in this room are there under the green sign and here to the rear of the building. Please use the exit which is most appropriate. Should there be a fire located near one, then clearly use the other. Thank you.
Thank you. Now I'm going to move on to apologies for absence. Do we have any... Sorry, Councillor Clark.
Thank you, Chair. Before we start, I wasn't consulted. I don't know who made the decision, but there seems to be a shortage of members of the public here. There's a massive space over there with a couple of people in it, and I understand there are still people outside. Who made the decision to hold the meeting here and not in a more suitable venue if there was this amount of interest? Thank you, Chair.
The decision to hold the meeting in this style was taken after consultation with a number of partners to ensure that both the health and safety and the security of this meeting are maintained. These partners include NYCC Emergency Planning, North Yorkshire Police, North Yorkshire Fire and Rescue Service, and the Yorkshire Ambulance Service. The advice that we received is that the preferred venue is Rydale House to ensure we manage the meeting most effectively. The Chairman of Council and group leaders were consulted on the venue, and the majority were strongly supportive of holding the meeting at Rydale House. The actions at the last meeting make it necessary for these plans to be put in place, with health and safety and security being of paramount importance. So we've taken advice from people who know more than we do, and we have followed that advice. Sorry.
If I could just make a comment, I was contacted and asked about my preferred choice of where this meeting was going to be held, and I did say that I would like it at Rydale House. However, never ever was any mention of numbers of the public being limited. That was never ever mentioned. This is the first time that we've ever done this in Rydale. We should have been consulted about that, and if that was the proposal, this meeting should have been moved to Moulton School or the Milton Rooms. And I do feel that some group members have been, and leaders have been, misled.
Councillor Burr, Councillor Keel.
Yes, I'd also like to comment on this matter, Mr. Chairman. Firstly, there is somebody outside who has been here waiting to enter this meeting since 3:30 because they feel so strongly about this agenda item, and I cannot believe that they have been refused entry. I've sat in this room, I've spoken at meetings in this room where there have been over 100 members of the public in attendance. For example, the sports centre debate, one of the debates about the supermarket. And while we're talking about that, that meeting, because it was going to engender a lot of public interest, was moved to Malton School. I've made representations this week to say, could we not move this meeting? So have other members of this council. And I cannot see why we couldn't do that. We're hiding behind health and safety members, which apparently hasn't been an issue in the past, but tonight is. And it's just, it appalls me. It's breaking every rule of accountability and transparency that this council should have. And I am just astounded that we've taken this decision. I think it's wrong. And there, as somebody, as Councillor Clark has already said, there is plenty of room still left in this chamber.
Sorry. Councillor Andrews.
To add to that, Chair, I've been involved with this council, working for it and as a member, since September 1988. And on no occasion since September 1988 have I ever known members of the public to be excluded.
Councillor Cowling.
I'll be brief, Chairman. I can only say that had you been sat where we were sat at the last meeting, you would have felt quite concerned, quite intimidated and quite frightened. So I'm very pleased that we've put all these security measures in place. I think it is for the health, for everybody's safety.
Right. The decision has been taken following advice from experts to enable this meeting to take place in an orderly manner and be conducted as such. So that is why we are here. If I can just remind everybody in the room, this is a meeting of Rydell District Council to which members of the public are invited. It is not a public meeting. The key tonight is we have a one-item agenda that we need to get through. The only way to do that is to actually have that debate sensibly, orderly, without disruption. And I hope everybody in the room will understand that. I'm not asking everybody in the room to agree with it. I'm asking you all please to understand it. All that disruption will do to this meeting is lead to adjournments and possible closure of the meeting, which will achieve nothing for anybody, it seems to me. Thank you.
Can I just come back on that, please? And I would say I've personally asked people who are likely to come to this meeting not to disrupt the meeting, and so I understand have the leaders of the people of the people on track three. So I do not think there is anybody in this room need have any fear of any disruption. And I did before this meeting tell you that had been done. I put it in writing, and I really think consideration should have been given to that before a decision was taken to exclude members of the public from this meeting.
Thank you, Councillor Andrews. Right. Moving on. Are there any apologies for absence, please?
We've received apologies for absence from Councillors Cousins, Jowett and Councillor Bailey, who has an interest in the sole item which is on the agenda.
Thank you. I'm now going to move on to agenda item 3, which is declarations of interest. Do any members have interest to declare under the Members' Code of Conduct? Councillor Duncan.
Just to declare interest that I'm a member of North Yorkshire County Council.
Councillor Sanderson.
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, the same as Councillor Duncan.
Councillor Arnold.
Thank you, Chairman. I'm a North Yorkshire County Councillor.
Councillor Goodrick.
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, North Yorkshire County Councillor.
Councillor Burr.
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, I'm a member of North York County Council and have been involved with the Joint Minerals and Waste Plan.
Councillor Maud.
Thank you, Chairman.
Yeah, I've been lobbied. I would imagine that every member of this council has been lobbied. I'm surprised more hands haven't gone up. Thank you.
Councillor Andrews.
Yes, Chair. I think every single member in this council has an interest. We all live in Rydale, and whatever happens on fracking is going to affect us, our properties, and everything else. So universally, we all have an interest.
Okay, I'm very... Councillor Clark.
Thank you, Chair. I live in the National Park, and I think that refers to this.
Thank you. I'm going to take the point that's been made that we probably all have an interest that we should declare, so we'll take that as a blanket declaration if everybody's happy with that. Thank you. Sorry, can we not? Councillor Clark hasn't been lobbied. Moving on. It's Councillor Sanderson.
Sorry, Chairman, I have got a point of order, and I have been in touch with the monitoring officer about this. And I hope you'll forgive me for reading this, but there are some hefty legal terms in here, probably why I'm struggling to comprehend it, and I think most of us would. The monitoring officer has said that membership of the protest group, Frack Free Rydale, does not have to be declared as a member's interest. They are not considered to be a pressure group. And to quote what the members intergroup, they say, is anybody whose principal purpose includes the influence of public opinion. So it's not a pressure group, and the reasons given are that they are not a limited company, they don't have articles of association, and they are a loose collection of individuals which can't be identified as a specific body. There's obviously some discrepancy here because the mover of this motion, Councillor Andrews, who it should be noted is or was a solicitor, has recorded Frack Free Rydale under Section 12 in the Register of Members' Interest, which, for the benefit of the public, asks, are you a member of or part of any body whose principal purpose includes the influence of public opinion, including political parties, lobby groups and pressure groups? Given that there is a difference in legal opinion here, given that Frack Free Rydale are actively campaigning to raise funds broadly aligned to this motion, and given that this non-pressure group were successfully able to pressurise us into holding this meeting tonight, then, in the interest of openness and transparency, both to members and the public, who will ultimately have to pay, it would be helpful to us to know who is a member of Frack Free Rydale non-pressure group, because I think it has a bearing on the decisions we're going to make this evening.
Thank you, Councillor Sanderson. Thank you, Councillor Sanderson. The monitoring officer has expressed a view that it is down to members to declare an interest, and if they have any concerns about that interest, then they should contact him before the meeting. So thank you for that. Councillor Clark.
I can't decide, Chair, whether this has got to the humorous stage or the ridiculous stage, but I'll come to a conclusion eventually. Organisations that we are a member of with the intention of influencing public opinion. Well, I thought I'd done my bit by saying that I was a resident of the National Park. I am, in fact, a member of the Liberal Party, and the Liberal Party, along with the Greens, was the first parties to publicly oppose fracking as a policy. And therefore, as a political party, it is our job to try and influence the public. The second point is, Chair, and I don't know where this fits into here, pressurised to hold this meeting. Well, I don't think it was Frack Free, because I am not a member of Frack Free. I'm proud to not be a member of Frack Free. But when I saw Councillor Andrews's motion, for the last council meeting, I thought, do we want, and the group thought, do we want to debate it then, or do we want to date it at some point a month later? Because I think it was only a fortnight outside the end of the 6 months. And we came to that conclusion that it was better to debate it then. Council, in its wisdom, decided, not through the pressure of people putting pressure on us, that they didn't want to debate it that night, because they could have debated it that night. They wanted to have a special meeting with all this hoo-ha and security and everything else to go with it, presumably. And on that basis, Chair, I take offence at Councillor Sadist implying that in any way I was influenced into having this meeting tonight. I was totally opposed to having this meeting tonight, totally in favour of debating it when it was on the agenda for the sake of a fortnight at the last meeting. And I'm not prepared to take any responsibility whatsoever for it not being debated at that meeting. Thank you, Chair, and I hope we've come to the end of it, but if there's any more come to me, I'll declare them.
Councillor Sanderson.
Chairman, thank you. I would just like to offer my apologies to Councillor Clark. Actually, I couldn't hear what was going on at the last meeting, so I wouldn't have known what was happening.
Thank you.
Through you, Chair, I would most humbly like to
accept the apology.
Accept thank the you, Councillor Clark. Councillor yeah, if we can, very much appreciate it.
If we can now move on to agenda item 4 on the agenda. I have something to do before I move to agenda item 4. At the last meeting of this council, questions were asked about the timing for the examination in public of the joint minerals plan, and we had no information to give people. We now have an update. It is not much more definitive than we had last time, but I would like to read it to council and to members of the public so they know that we have this information. It simply says, in terms of the timetable for the examination in public, the latest information I have is that it has not been possible for North Yorkshire County Council to provide a definitive timetable. What can be said is that the examination in public is anticipated to start February 2018 and continue into March. However, this is subject to formal confirmation through due process involving both the programme officer and the inspector. This formal confirmation is anticipated next week. Just thought it would be useful to actually update everybody that is where we are. So, I'm now going to move on to agenda item 4, notices on motion. Councillor Paul Andrews, would you please move your motion?
Yeah, before I do, Chairman, yes, I am a member of Frackfree Rydale. Insofar as it isn't an organisation whatsoever at all, it's got no formal organisation at all, and it's a personal interest, not a prejudice.
Thank you. Would you like to move your motion, Councillor Andrews?
Yes, I move it, Chairman. And,
do we have a seconder for that, please?
I'd like to second that, thank you.
Councillor Burse, I understand the circumstances, thank you. Okay. Councillor Andrews, would you like to speak?
Yes, Chairman. First of all, let me say I was not elected as an environmentalist or as an eco-warrior, but we all were elected because the voters thought that we were the best people to protect their interests. And this is what this motion is all about. The reason for this motion is very simple. In December 2016, this Council's Planning Committee was tasked to decide what representation should be made to North Yorkshire County Council in regard to the Joint Waste and Minerals Plan. The Planning Committee made its decision, and to date, as far as I know, no member of this Council has challenged their representations which are made by the Planning Committee on the Council's behalf. We have now, as you have said, Chairman, reached the stage coming up to the examination in public into the Joint Minerals and Waste Plan. And we have to consider what the planning office, and we have to consider how to deal with the planning c- Committee's recommendations. The Planning Committee confirmed a lot of what the Joint Minerals and Waste Plan said, including the exclusion of most of Rydale, except the Vale of Pickering and the Yorkshire Wolds. And one of the matters Planning Committee commented on was fracking in the Vale and the Wolds. And the Planning Committee took the view that fracking there is contrary to policy SP13 of the Rydale Plan, which requires all new development to enhance the landscape in the Vale and in the Wolds. Now, North Yorkshire Council haven't rejected this representation. They've gone a long way to accept the argument. So it is a valid one, and one worth fighting for. But the county cannot be relied upon to defend Rydale's views, as they have other priorities. And let's face it, Rydale has only 6 county councillors, and there are 60? I don't know, more than 60. We're only small fry as far as they are concerned. Now, I fully appreciate, Chairman, that the plan has to follow national policy, and so it is not possible to impose a blanket ban on fracking throughout the county. But this does not prevent the plan indicating where fracking should or should not take place and subject to what conditions. So there is no reason why we should not argue, why this council should not argue for a total ban in the Vale of Pickering and the Wolds. If our arguments on this do not succeed, Chairman, we should be arguing for a reduced impact on our landscape. For example, by having lower densities of fracking pads, phasing or staggering development, the possibilities, Chairman, are endless. We have our own officers who will do their best, but at the end of the day, they are not specialist mineral planners. They will therefore, when it comes to the EIP, be at a disadvantage in arguing the council's case against highly paid specialists engaged by the mineral developers. So, Chairman, this is all about getting the best deal for our residents, the best deal for our residents, Chairman, the people who elected us. And we want to get the best deal for our if we want to get the best deal for our residents, we need to employ specialist mineral planning consultants who can argue the council's case at the examination in public.
Councillor Andrews, you're over time. I trust you're on to your last sentence, looking at your piece
my
of
last, My last sentence is, Chairman, I think this is a no-brainer, and I just hope members will support it.
Councillor Burr, would you like to speak as the seconder?
I'd like to exercise my right to speak now, thank you.
Thank you.
So, I'm very happy to second this motion. It's actually the third time that this same motion has been put before councillors, and I hope you've had time to maybe reflect and think about supporting it. And especially in light that we know that INEOS confirms that they plan to frack under our national park. In May, this motion was deferred by Councillor Ives because he said it was too political and too near an election. So that was understood, and that was fine. It was brought back in July, and it was lost. And luckily, it's been brought back tonight to debate. So third time lucky, we might get some success. Whatever your political views about fracking, they do need to be put aside tonight. This debate tonight is not about for or against fracking. This motion is about safeguarding Rydale's environment, mitigating damage, trying to ensure that the countryside isn't spoiled, protecting the countryside and the economy. We all live in a beautiful place, and we can't afford anything or any damage to it. Tourists choose to come to Rydale, and they can soon and very quickly choose not to come to Rydale. Tourists help our economy, and we must at all times protect Rydale. Rydale must be protected and looked after by us, Rydale District Councillors, and we have the ability tonight to speak out loudly for Rydale. So just to recap, in 2016, this council delegated the planning committee to send a response to North York County Council. Councillor Andrews attended that meeting, and because I was a member of the committee, we put a lot of recommendations forward, and we got unanimous support. And I aren't aware that has changed. As my position of a county councillor, I've had involvement in the joint minerals and waste plan, and I think county have taken what we've said on board, and I think they've been very good about it. But they haven't addressed all our concerns. It is a big authority as county, and we can't expect council to look after us. We have to look after ourselves. And that is what this motion is plain and simply about tonight. It's about us looking after ourselves. I have been at other meetings, it's been said, well, you'll attend, Lindsay. I will attend, but I'm not an expert. Believe you me, I'm not an expert. We're not asking for 100k, 50k or 20k. We're asking for a small amount to be put aside. So let's get the best deal for Rydale, work together, maybe cross-party. It would be nice sometimes to work cross-party. And actually, carpe diem. Whoever studied Latin, seize the day. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Burr. I'd just like to, before I open the meeting to debate, I'd just like to pick up on something that Councillor Burr said then about what this motion tonight is about. It is about the joint minerals plan. It is not about any wider issue. So thank you for pointing that out, Councillor Burr. Councillor Potter.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, before we get into the debate, I've actually got a couple of questions, if I may. The first one is perhaps not a wholly a question, but I make no apologies for pedantry. This is about a legal and policy process, and it's about the Minerals and Waste Joint Plan of North Yorkshire County Council. So can we refer to the Minerals and Waste Joint Plan and not the various permutations that keep turning up in various places?
Thank you.
Then on to the report at 6.1, policy context. And there's an awful lot about regarding protection of the environment in terms of avoidance and mitigation on impacts on land stability, air, soil, water, etc., etc. And I would like to know why there is no mention in there of public health issues with respect to the plan, because this is a clear and key responsibility of North Yorkshire County Council. So I'll pop on to my next question after that. Likelihood of success at 8.15 on page 10. It says, officers are of the view that if the District Council occupies a position whereby it seeks to be opposed to the principle of hydraulic fracturing in the district, this outcome will not be successfully achieved through the examination in public, etc. Now, firstly, this council supported a moratorium on fracking and did not support a vote to oppose fracking, as the Liberals put forward. So this council supports only a moratorium. It does not occupy a position whereby it seeks to oppose hydraulic fracturing. So this process would involve defending the ability of the Minerals and Waste Plan to soundly regulate the fracking industry as promised by the government and industry. So why would Rydale oppose...
Sorry, Councillor Potter, I'm sorry, with two things. You said questions and I haven't heard a question yet, and I'm not sure who's going to answer the question. I was going to move straight into debate, because I don't know who's going to answer the questions that are asked this evening. The officers can't. And secondly, this debate is about the appointment of somebody to represent Rydale in the Joint Minerals Waste Plan, not about the wider issue. And I'd like to keep it focused on that this evening, because that's what the motion is about. So, anybody else? I'm opening the debate up. Councillor Keel.
As we all know, and has been just mentioned by Councillor Burr and Councillor Andrews, Rydale has submitted its comments to the Joint Waste and Minerals Plan. And this motion is simply asking us to support funding a specialist to represent this council's position at the examination in public. This is something that I strongly support, and I urge all members to back tonight. I've got huge respect for the skill and the professionalism of our officers, but I'm sure that they will accept that this waste and mineral planning is a specific area of expertise and therefore requires a specialist to defend the council's and our residents' position at the examination in public. This is especially true in this case, as those who want to weaken the restrictions in the plan on where drilling and other activity can take place will have their own highly qualified experts representing their views. And it is essential that an expert representing this council can match those skills in order to get the best possible result for Rydale and for our residents. So why is this so important? Members need to recognise that once approved, this joint waste and minerals plan will form the framework for all future planning applications in North Yorkshire for the next 20 years. We have to get this right now and invest in making sure that we get it right, as there's no second chance on this one, at least not for 20 years, by which time untold damage could be done to Rydale. The plan will be the very first to set out planning regulations for fracking, and unless members are content to see the industry bring about the industrialisation of Rydale, they have to support this motion. As Lindsay's already said, we live in a beautiful area which is highly valued both by locals and visitors. Tourism and agriculture bring many thousands of pounds into this district each year. And we have to do everything we can to protect tourism and our prime agricultural land from industrialisation. A qualified specialist will argue our case to protect the Vale of Pickering and the Yorkshire Wolds, as well as covering the other issues that Councillor Andrews has referred to, such as the density of fracking pads and setback distances. By not supporting this motion, we put this council and our residents at a complete disadvantage when the plan goes to public examination. We've been presented with reasons in the officer report why we shouldn't support this motion, such as the plan needs to follow national policy, which, despite all the claims this week by Michael Gove and Theresa May that their government is going green, support the development of the hydraulic fracking industry. But what if that policy, if members believe that that policy is fundamentally wrong? Should we just accept it and the weaknesses in the Waste and Minerals Plan? But I'd argue no, we shouldn't just accept it. We need an expert to argue our case. The spurious claims that we need fracking to contribute to our energy supply or to act as a bridge fuel until the renewables industry grows further have been disproved on numerous occasions. And we must not take these as reasons not to make strong representation at the examination in public, especially as one of the companies that is waiting in the wings to frack in Rydale has absolutely no intention of using gas for fuel. Rather,
you're over time, Councillor Keel, if you
yeah,
can.
I'm nearly finished.
Thank you. I'll give you 2 seconds.
Okay. Rather, it wants to use it for plastic production. So I just wonder how that now sits with the new Green Tory government. Members, what price, this is my last sentence, what price can you put on the health and well-being of residents of Rydale and North Yorkshire, on future generations, the environment and on our key industries of tourism and agriculture? I appeal to you to support this motion. £10,000 to £12,000 to employ experts to defend Rydale from the destruction that the fracking industry will bring is a very small price to pay.
Councillor Keel, thank you. Just so people are aware, I have Councillor Farnell, then Councillor Sanderson, then Councillor Mrs Shields, and then Councillor Ives. Councillor Farnell.
Thank you. The subject of the motion on notice before Council is about the pros and cons of Rydale District Council incurring the cost of engaging mineral planning consultants to represent and defend the District Council's consultation response on draft policies relating to hydraulic fracturing at the forthcoming examination in public into the Joint Minerals and Waste Plan. The issue of what planning policies relate to the hydraulic fracturing, which should be included in the Joint Minerals and Waste Plan, is one of considerable public interest to many people in the district of Rydale and beyond. Many councillors will be aware that Rydale District Council has, acting through the Planning Committee, already decided what representations to make at the examination in public. All councillors at Rydale District Council have been supplied with a computer link to view these representations supplied by District Council officers. The notice of motion does not ask the District Council to make any changes to their representations or to District Council policy. The point of the proposal is understood to be simply that planning officers at Rydale District Council are not minerals planning specialists, and the supporters of the motion believe that the District Council will be at a disadvantage at the examination in public if they have to argue against experts who are fully qualified and experienced mineral planners. The supporters of the motion believe that engaging experts can best present and defend the Council's case at the examination in public. Having carefully considered the issues and arguments on this proposal, I can make the following observations. It should be noted that the examination in public process is not adversarial, like a public inquiry for a planning appeal. The examination in public process is conducted as a roundtable discussion led by the inspector. It should also be noted that an inspector is required to consider all representations on a plan, irrespective of whether representers attend or are represented at the examination in public. There appears to be two views on the merits of the motion before Council. Firstly, that there is no defensible argument that can be put to the examination in public on the District Council's consultation responses in relation to hydrocarbons that justifies the District Council incurring expense of engaging mineral planning consultants. And secondly, that a defendable argument can be put forward to justify the expense of engaging mineral planning consultants to represent and defend the District Council's consultation response. I will listen with keen interest on the response of the supporters of the motion on the points I have raised. My decision when voting on the motion will be based on the quality of the arguments in support of the motion and the arguments against the motion. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Farnell. Councillor Sanderson.
Yeah, thank you, Chairman. I think just about everybody in Rydale has concerns about the oil and gas industry, and in particular with regard to unconventional gas. Residents that have lived here for a little longer than some of our present incumbents will tell you it was ever thus. It's right that we raise our concerns through the correct mechanism to the proper planning authority. As elected members, we have to represent all Rydale residents and not just those who shout the loudest. Within the area I represent, there are those who are opposed to fracking, and there are those who support fracking, and there's strong evidence to confirm that this view is replicated throughout Rydale. There are also many residents who simply want to get on with their lives, confident that the experts County Council will use, both in-house and commissioned, are very capable of representing everyone's views at the examination in public without incurring additional expense of unnecessarily duplication likely to fail. As the report says, we have already expressed our views as non-experts in planning and waste matters. The motion is looking for funding to support these non-expert views, which we are told can't be changed. So you have to ask, why ask for funding to pay for an expert to defend a non-expert view? My concerns are that, as we've heard, there are many contentious planning issues within Rydale other than those around unconventional gas, some using new and innovative techniques of incineration, and some which have very significant and financial implications for the district. Toffs Lane waste transfer, for a start. The motion promotes a very selfish parochial attitude and has the potential to leave Rydale residents unprotected. If you're still not convinced about Councillor Andrews' stance, then take a look at his lobby letter recently written to me. He says, as members know, the draft joint waste and minerals plan for North Yorkshire and the City of York envisages fracking pads. He seems to have completely forgotten about a whole group of Rydell residents living in the national parks, and in fact a whole planning authority. I wonder what else he's forgotten to tell residents. You can bet it's the fact that without a local development plan, we will be subject to planning by appeal and have no local voice and no ability to negotiate important local conditions, just as we did when he continually made comments on the Rydell development plan. I know because I bear the scars from sitting on that planning committee during this time and paying the consequences. I also fought an oil and gas company over the aghast planning at Thornton Liddell, and I got the scars from defending that as a Rule 6 at the appeal, and I know that we didn't get that because we didn't have a current development plan in place. I would also point out that when the final plan came before County Council, Councillor Burr, who had the opportunity to influence at county level and only attended 53.85% of meetings, supported the plan at the final National North Yorkshire County Council meeting. And when the plan came before County Executive, Councillor Clark said that North Yorkshire County Council had been fair. This does not seem like a strong reason to go ahead throwing taxpayers' money at a plan which has been in the development stage for nearly 8 years. Thank you, Chairman.
Councillor Mrs Shields.
Thank you, Chairman. One point which has not been mentioned yet in concern with this I would like to bring up because I think it's important. Yes, I think we should have specialist representation, certainly. But in no way would I want this to seem that our members and our officers on the planning are in any way to be regarded as less than competent. We have an excellent set of planners, always have done, and we have a good leader in a councillor, as a chairman, Councillor Farnell over there, in keeping a very straight line when we come to planning decisions. But this is something which is going to need particular and detailed specialist knowledge, and its result is going to be either safety or the destruction of many great swathes of land, already not just starting going to be in Kirby Misperton, but in fact all over the areas, particularly those which I know well, which lie behind the villages in Norton. So please remember that our officers will do their best and would do their best, but with the knowledge that is required under these circumstances, we ought to go forward, have somebody who can fully speak on behalf of this council. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Councillor Shields. Councillor Ives.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It is deeply worrying for the state of our democracy that we are again debating a motion that has been overwhelmingly rejected by this council. In July, we voted by a significant margin to reject Councillor Andrews' motion on the grounds that this council has already made its views on the Joint Minerals and Waste Plan well known to the county, and it would be irresponsible to spend tens of thousands of pounds of taxpayers' money when we have already responded to the consultation. It would also be irresponsible to fight against a plan that contains considerable protection against fracking above and beyond the current national planning policy position. The most effective way for Rydell to influence further changes to the plan is through its county councillors. The fact that 5 out of 6 county councillors did not stand on an anti-fracking ticket may not be to the liking of some members of the public, but that's democracy. I have the deepest of respect for people who oppose fracking on factual grounds and who express those views at the ballot box or protest lawfully and peacefully. However, the actions of the few are reflecting badly on the wider anti-fracking movement. The local community is fed up with the continual disruption to their daily lives, and most people believe it is completely wrong to break the law to simply get what you want. You know that when someone resorts to breaking the law, they have given up trying to win the argument. There are 55,000 residents in Rydale, and the 6 county councillors and the 30 district councillors are their voice, chosen by the people to represent their views. The disruption at the recent council meetings strike to the heart of our democracy and the rule of law. We must remember that this council has called for a moratorium on fracking, and that position has not changed. What this council must not do, however, is needlessly spend taxpayers' money. We have a duty to represent all our residents, and despite the attempts to disrupt the democratic process, we will uphold our duty. Thank you, Mr.
Thank
Chairman.
You, Councillor Ives. Councillor Maud was next, and then I have Councillor Clark.
Thank you, Chairman. A year ago, due to the drawn-out process with regard to fracking and no sign of positive action, my opinion was, get on with it and let's have a test and then decide which direction we are going in with this. Whenever fracking goes ahead, the first one is always going to be a test anyway. I remember all the concerns raised 24 years ago over the gas-fired power station to be built at Knapton, how it was going to be the end of the world, according to some people, even though the pipes leading to it passed through my land. I have never been aware of any complaints following its establishment. Now, after all this time, and the fact that Rydale District Council has issues on which we wish to make representations to the examination in public of the Joint Minerals Waste Plan, I now think it is our last opportunity to get any satisfaction at this examination. The cost of employing the services of a professional no way casts doubt on the abilities of our officers. I am thinking we should use someone with specialist knowledge who already is experienced in that field. I am a farmer from a farming family. I love the countryside. I love wildlife. I love Rydale and I care for the land. I shall support this motion and hope that others will follow. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Maud. Councillor Clark.
Thank you, Chair. I'd like to move an amendment. I see it obviously gets support from opposition before I've even worded the amendment. After examination in public of the, and it is the Minerals and Waste Joint Plan, despite your guidance earlier, Chair, I think it's been wrong every time bar one. And to put in there, this representation to exclude the Vale of Pickering and the Wolds.
That's at the end of the first sentence, Councillor Clark, yes?
That's where it says a Minerals and Waste Plan, and it should be Minerals and Waste Joint Plan, but it isn't.
The Minerals and Waste Joint Plan at the end of the first sentence, and this is the amendment is supposed is proposed to go in there.
Yeah.
That right? Right.
Yeah.
Have we got that in writing, please?
Should have.
Do we have a seconder? We do. Councillor Potter. So I'm going to read it out. Yes. The amendment is that on the first sentence, this council resolves to task officers with the preparation of a brief for consultants to represent the council at the examination in public of the Minerals and Waste Joint Plan. Thank you, Councillor Clark. This representation to exclude the Vale of Pickering and the Wolds. Would you like to speak to your motion, Councillor Clark? Your amendment, rather.
Thank you, Chair. I spent an enormous amount of time over the last 4 years reading and trying to understand what fracking was all about. And the more I've read, the more concerned I've become. Hence, trying to get through this council a motion to ban all fracking in Rydale, we failed. We got a 5-year moratorium through eventually. Through the district committee, North Yorkshire, we got the 2 North Yorkshire committees to look into it. My opposition to fracking is the opposite of not in my backyard. If it is going to happen, then it has got to be done safely. And getting it moved out of the Vale of Pickering or the Wolds is not a solution to anybody, except for those that live in those 2 areas. And if you look at the National Park, and I was to meet you with Mr. Gove last week, and his greenness is unbelievable. And they've said, we're not going to frack in the National Park. So they're not going to frack in among the sheep, basically. So therefore, INEOS have said that they're going to put fracking all the way along the A170 outside the National Park to drill in underneath. Where is the population? Oh, it's all the way along the A170. So that wonderful idea of not having fracking in the National Park protects the sheep, but puts the actual fracking next to the people of Rydale. We haven't heard a word as to where the fracking will happen round the Wolds and round the Vale of Pickering. So on that basis, it is totally illogical unless you think fracking is safe. And if you think fracking is safe, your reading has not been the same as mine. And if fracking is unsafe, then by definition it shouldn't be excluded from some places. It should not be anywhere. So on that basis, Chair, to say that we want fracking round the National Park, or we want fracking round the Wolds, or we want fracking round the Vale of Pickering, is very nice if that's your backyard. But it's not fair on all the people round those areas. So on that basis, Chair, I wish to move this amendment. 2 quick things. One is, Councillor Ives said that 5 out of 6 of the elected councillors didn't stand on an anti-fracking ticket. No, 2 of them stood on an anti-fracking ticket. One of them was at the executive meeting when the Minerals and Waste Plan came up and said not a word. And the other one didn't attend the meeting. When it came to the full council, one of them said nothing at all, and the other one endorsed the plan. So on that basis, maybe people ought to be a little wary of making quick judgments on politicians. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Clark. Councillor Potter, as the seconder of the motion, would you like to speak?
Yes. Thank you, Chair. About 5 years ago, I started to research fracking from every aspect. I had no preconceived views, and I've not stopped researching yet. It took about 9 months before I became anti-fracking, based partly on that research, but mostly on the lack of credible answers to most of my questions. Based on a long association with flooding issues and weather patterns, my primary opposition is based on man-made global warming and atmospheric carbon from burning fossil fuels. It is a major problem. I've remained clearly anti-fracking through 3 election campaigns, not just temporarily for short-term political expediency. However, the original aim of this motion was to defend Rydale's consultation response, exempting the Vale of Pickering and Wolds from fracking, in accordance with the Rydale local plan. As a strategic policy, the Minerals and Waste Plan must be valid for the whole county and consistent with national policy. So this was amended to a rather weak will have regard to local plans in the final draft. So by potentially removing large tracts of land and potentially leaving virtually nothing left to frack, I find it highly unlikely that such a narrowly defined and specific requirement would be found to be consistent with the National Planning Policy Framework and would therefore have little chance of its success at the examination in public. If it did, I believe there would be little or no notice taken of local plans in any fracking decision. Addressing this as a specific aim strikes me as doomed to failure, and therefore the return on Rydale using taxpayers' money on a consultant for this purpose appears to be a poor investment. If such exclusions are added to built-up areas, setback distances and already excluded areas such as national parks, A, I and Bs, etc., then to comply with their licensing conditions, the fracking industry would need to concentrate even more well pads into the remaining, more highly populated bits of Rydale or elsewhere. To me, that would be counterproductive and far riskier, and Councillor Clark's already explained about the not in my backyard, not anywhere. So this amendment's not about the principle of opposing fracking, it's about the harsh reality of creating a strategic plan that's sound and legal against an industry and government clearly hell-bent on fracking and creating the most favourable conditions to do so, irrespective of their climate commitments. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Potter. So we have an amendment proposed and seconded. Anybody would like to speak on the amendment? Councillor Andrews.
Yes, Chair. I regard this amendment as mischievous because what we're saying is we'll defend the rest of Rydale against fracking, but the Vale of Pickering, including Cape, which includes Caremate, and the Wolds, which are the two areas which aren't actually excluded from fracking by the county plan, and we'll just leave them to their fate. Now, I think that is... Councillor Clark can say this because he lives in the North York Moors, so it's not going to affect him, is it? My main objection to this amendment, Chairman, is the Planning Committee made a decision, and they decided what they were going to support and what they were not going to support. Councillor Clark's amendment is actually saying we should undo that decision. This is what has already been made, and we should support one part of what the Planning Committee has agreed, but not support the other. And I think this is totally wrong. I totally oppose it. I also repeat again, Chairman, I have deliberately, throughout the whole of the planning the fracking arguments, avoided any arguments about health and safety, environmental pollution, and so on, because I know that you can argue, you can go round the houses arguing about this. There are two sides, and never you can with the two sides agree. But what can be agreed is the impact on house values. If you have fracking where you have fracking pads, each 2 hectares in size, each spaced at 1.5 miles between each other in every direction, all over, say, the Vale of Pickering, or all over the Yorkshire Wolds, you are going to find that the value of those houses is going to disintegrate, and you're going to find that the tourist economy is going to disappear. I would ask members to vote against this amendment. This amendment actually seeks to amend what the Council's Planning Committee has already decided, and it is completely wrong.
Thank you, Councillor Andrews. Councillor Keel and then Councillor Sanderson.
Yes, it's a question really, Chairman, probably for the monitoring officer. I actually wonder whether this amendment should be allowed in view of the fact it does try to amend a decision made by the planning committee that was then agreed by this council.
Point of order, Mr Chairman, what's this whole debate about, trying to revoke a decision that this council has already made?
Right. Monitor Officer's view is that Councillor Clark is clearly changing things for the consultation, not for the plan. And as such, that is not a problem. Councillor Sanderson.
Thank you, Chairman. It's amazing, isn't it, how everything reverts back to fracking. Remarks made by Rydale District Council in the consultation cannot be altered. It's futile to get an expert to defend a non-expert view. But isn't it typical how the Liberals argue over a name and not a policy, whilst they leave all residents potentially unprotected? Those that have incinerators in Knapton, those that have the Whitewall Quarry, the Toff Station, you know, you completely ignore everything else for fracking. And okay, fracking is a big issue, I agree with that, but let's look at this. It's a plan for the whole of these three planning areas, and it's not a plan for fracking. Thank you.
Right. I'm conscious that we are starting to drift. I'm going to move to the vote on this amendment. I'll take Councillor Thornton, then I'm going to move to the vote.
Thank you, Chair. I spent my life from about the age of 15 till now, first preparing to enter medical school, practicing medicine, and now working on the council. The theme running through is that I am helping people. And I see my job here as helping the people of Pickering and of Rydell. We are under threat of wide-scale fracking, a process I've learnt is likely to be harmful to people. Ideally, it would not happen at all, not in Rydale, not in England, or indeed anywhere. However, our government seems deaf and blind to evidence and experts and wishes to force fracking on many communities. So where should we put that fracking, if we have to have it? I revert back to helping people. We know that the unborn can be impacted for up to 3 kilometres from a fracking site. Therefore, fracking should not take place within 3 kilometres of a home. If we prevent fracking on the North York Moor, the Vale of Pickering, the Wells, and areas of outstanding natural beauty, we end up putting the frack pads near to people, lots of them. So why not protect people and unborn people and put the pads in areas with no people? Sadly, this means up on the North York Moors, 3 kilometres away from any home. After all, the moor is not wholly natural. It supports very little variety of wildlife. And the wildlife that is there is not respected, in that it is killed on an industrial scale and some of it is eaten. The purple heather is cut for the benefit of grouse into geometric shapes. And the lack of trees and draining the moors encourages flooding in the valleys to the south in places such as Pickering, Malton, Norton and so on. We should give the £100,000 to the owner for the loss of their birds, or let them battle it out with the government themselves. We should be protecting people, not birds, that live to be killed. I love the North York Moors, but I also love and care for people more than landscape. I recognise that walking on the moors is restorative, inspiring, and it's excellent treatment for depression and anxiety. However, I cannot countenance putting frack pads within 3 kilometres of a pregnant woman. And for that reason, we should not encourage the protection of the moors and wolds and other special areas over the protection of human beings. My children used to play Would You Rather, so that they would give the option of having your arms and legs cut off, or Would You Rather Have Your Head Cut Off, or something equally silly. The choice in front of us, would you rather have fracking damaging people or fracking damaging the beauty and tranquility of the North York Moor? The best answer is, of course, we shouldn't have to answer that silly question. Would you rather? Theresa May missed an opportunity today in her statement about supporting the environment. She might have said that she was going to pull her support away from fracking. It's time she did.
Thank you, Councillor Thornton. Councillor Clark, as the proposer of the amendment, would you like to say anything before we move to the vote?
Could we have a name vote as well,
please? Of course you could, Councillor Clark.
Thank you, Chair.
Councillor Thornton couldn't have put it better. Absolutely spot on. And that is the reason for this amendment. I don't understand the confusion over it, because this is actually nearer to the joint minerals and waste, or is it the minerals and waste joint plan? I don't see that as being pedantic. I see that as important. But never mind. We have got here Councillor Andrews, who replied to this earlier, and he said that he hadn't looked into health and safety. Pity Grenfell Towers people had taken a different attitude from that. Isn't it a pity that North Yorkshire didn't carry on looking into the health impacts of it? Isn't it a pity that North Yorkshire didn't look further into the environmental impacts of it? It is fine looking at house prices for less than half the population that own a house. For the other half, probably not quite so relevant. And yes, of course you have sympathy with somebody who has a house whose value falls, but it's still a house. They've still got a roof over their heads. If you have a baby or an illness in the house caused by whatever, that is surely vastly more important than how many pounds sign goes onto your for sale board. And on that basis, Chair, I really do think that we shouldn't be taking, we shouldn't have fracking at all. I hope that's come across loud and clear. But if we are going to have it, and it is going to be forced on us by this we're green hugger husky at the moment, but next month it'll be abandoned with that because the ice has gone. Chair, if we are going to have it forced on us, let's do our best to protect people out of it. I'm one of these people who had massive opposition to my views, and that was that we should put wind turbines on the North York Moors, because it would save the planet from climate change. And then in 50 years' time, you could take them down. And if we're going to have fracking forced on us, it's better to be further away from people than it is to be forced along, as INEOS want it, along the Middleton, Aislesby, Routon, Sinnington, Kirby Moorside, Helmsley populations. If this amendment is passed, then I'm quite happy that the views on the RIDO submission, which covers things on health and safety and environment and health, can then get some support to be represented at the plan, at the examination in public. But as it stands at the moment, Chair, I don't think we should be supporting the Wolds and the Vale of Pickering, and thanks for your forbearance.
Thank you, Councillor Clark. Okay, I'm going to read the amendment one more time and I'm going to move to the vote. So the amendment is that this Council resolves to task officers with the preparation of a brief for consultants to represent the Council at the examination in public of the Minerals and Waste Joint Plan, this representation to exclude the Vale of Pickering and the Wolds. So can we please vote, members, for against that amendment?
Does Councillor Andrews have a chance to respond to that?
No, not the amendment, no.
That's 4 votes for the amendment, 23 votes against, and no abstentions.
Okay, so the amendment is defeated. I'm going to return to the original motion. We've had a fair amount of debate on that. I'd like to progress to the vote on the original motion quickly. Councillor Cowley. That'll be the day.
Right. I won't be supporting this motion, and there are two reasons why I won't be supporting it. Our planning committee were unanimous in supporting our response to the joint minerals and waste joint plan. Is that what I'm supposed to say? We have asked for protection for the Vale of Pickering and the Yorkshire Wolds, in line with their status in our own local plan, the plan we prepared. Our own officers are more than capable of defending that position. They own our local plan and can perhaps support it better than any consultant who will not know our plan inside out, as our officers do. Given that I believe our officers are perfectly able to support our response, I cannot condone wasting public money on an expensive consultant. Nobody knows where it would end. It is likely that the hearing will be disrupted. Therefore, no one knows how long it will last. It could go on for days. So the cost would be open-ended. Very few people knew that the drilling site existed until the protest camp arrived. The protest camp itself is a blight on Rydale, an eyesore, and has caused much upset to local people who feel intimidated and threatened. We have to acknowledge that this motion is actually about fracking, which is a legal process. We have an illegal encampment in Rydale. Perhaps we should think about spending some funds to enforce the removal of that camp and the disruption to our local community it is causing.
Thank you, Councillor Cowley. I have Councillor Gardner, and then Councillor Goodrick, and then Councillor Clark, and Councillor Windrus, and Councillor Thornton, and Councillor Potter.
Thank you, Chairman. I'm going to be brief here. This is about discussing about using a consultant, but from what Councillor Thornton said, I just wonder if you've seen the Mickley report, Health and Wellness Analysis of Key Public Health Indicators in 6 of the most heavily drilled Marcellus Shale Counties in Pennsylvania. Executive Summary 4, unconventional gas development was not associated with an increase in infant mortality in the top Marcellus counties, as the mortality rate significantly declined, i.e. improved, even surpassing the improvement in the general in the state. Thank you.
Councillor Goodrick, I think I had next.
Thank you, Chairman. I'm sorry I won't be supporting the motion this evening. The motion this evening is not about fracking. This council has voted and agreed to a moratorium on fracking, and this council's position has not changed. Our position is well known to the plan developers, and we have stated that unconventional gas extraction is not supported by our plan. However, it is better to have a plan than not to have a plan. Otherwise, it leaves us, and I mean Rydale, not just Rydale, but the whole of North Yorkshire, the National Park and the City of York, wide open to planning by appeal. And that planning by appeal can include waste sites, quarries, as well as unconventional gas. So I'm really sorry, I can't support this motion this evening because it will destroy the plan that's come forward from the three councils. It's not our plan, we are only consultees, but it is an important plan for all of us.
Thank you, Councillor Goodrick. Councillor Windrus.
Thank you, Chairman. We are being asked to use £10,000 of taxpayers' money to hire 2 planning consultants at £100 per hour, more than 10 times more than many in Rydale earn per hour, to defend the Council's case in the Joint Waste and Minerals Plan, which includes fracking. So is it worth the cost, as the establishment in the ivory towers have probably already decided fracking will go ahead regardless. Having said that, if the planning consultants are as good as the money they charge says they should be, and just perhaps a small miracle can happen, then it is a small price to pay to save this little corner of God's own county from this wanton destruction. So I will be supporting this motion. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Windrus. Councillor Thornton, I'm conscious, Councillor Thornton, that you've already spoken on this, so can we please try and keep this brief? Thank you.
I've not spoken on the substantial motion. I was advised very early days that I shouldn't protest fracking, but that I should put all my effort into making sure that the regulation of fracking through the Minimum Wage Joint Plan should be my target for activity. And so now we're being told that we shouldn't actually put our full effort into it because we're a bunch of non-experts and we should just leave it as it is from Rideout Council. But actually there are four different ways that a consultant can support Rideout Council officers. And I don't think it's an either or, it's an additional thing. First of all, Rideout has made recommendations to the Minimum Wage Board, and it's indicated that it will attend to discuss, defend and debate the issue. And the consultant can help with that. It also gives the ability to respond to questions that the inspector may have or matters raised by other participants in the debate. Now, I can't imagine industry we're going to turn up with a bunch of amateurs. They're going to turn up with highly qualified, highly experienced people. And they're going to try and outflank anything that Rideout Council can put forward. They need that professional help. The Rideout Council proposals on things like setback distances are very complex, and they require understanding and careful presentation. Monitoring of the impacts of the local economy, which was never actually included in any of the work that North Yorkshire has done. And so all through those proposals that Rideout have put in, a lot of very good proposal changes to the plan, will get more weight. And finally, the consultant may present landscape issues and exclusions of designated areas with more vigour than we can muster. Well, you've heard what I say about that. A planning consultant might take a view also. But we owe it to the people of Rideout for a modest sum of money to try and get the Minimum Wage Joint Plan as good as we can for North Yorkshire, the whole of North Yorkshire, as I was advised to do by my colleague on the other side of the chamber. Just to, on a point that the silent majority of people who support fracking, 98% of Kirby Misperton oppose, 86% of my village oppose. And when I was asked by a lady from Slingsby what she could do about the potential for a well in her village, I suggested they should do a poll, whereupon she turned her sign around. 92% of her village oppose fracking. I'm afraid those who support it are on the wrong side of the argument.
You're on time, Councillor Thornton.
Thank you. I know, Councillor Gardner, I have not read that particular report. I have read very many, and I would agree with the President of the Faculty of Public Health of the UK, present and the recent past, who are very much opposed to fracking on the grounds of health. There is no evidence that it can be done safely.
Thank you, Councillor Thornton. We've got Councillor Potter.
Thank you, Chair. So, apart from the Vale of Pickering and the Wolds issue, the contents of Rydale's response to the plan appear to be quite valid and will affect every Rydale taxpayer significantly if the fracking industry expands commercially. They warrant robust defence at the examination in public
against what will inevitably be a highly paid and experienced array of representatives from an industry with deep pockets in other people's trousers, attempting to push back and limit the scope of the plan. Fracking's new to England, so has no precedent here beyond the 2011 Priest Hall debacle, so anyone who has done even a small amount of research into fracking elsewhere will realise the very real risk to health, environment, quality of life and viability of existing industries locally if we have poor regulation or poor enforcement. Similarly, anyone who has read and contributed to the plan and Rydale's input will realise that the industry will push back strongly to minimise this regulation. A well-drafted minerals and waste plan is vital to exert the right degree of regulation, monitoring and oversight of the fracking industry, precisely what our government and our MP have promised. Every report quoted by fracking supporters says it can be done safely if it is well regulated. This motion is not about being pro or anti-fracking. It's about trying to ensure the promised standard of regulation is put into writing and delivered. And I was quite astounded at Councillor Goodrick suggesting that Rydale defending it will make the plan fail. Oh, really? So while Rydale has limited influence over this largely North Yorkshire responsibility, this plan will be the first to deal with fracking issues and will inevitably be used as a future template for other authorities. It's therefore essential that we do all we can to get it right, not only for Rydale, but for the rest of the country. I'm constantly frustrated by the time and effort involved in internal council machinations and navel-gazing that barely impact or benefit Rydale residents, if at all. This issue will impact every Rydale resident and every Rydale business, and we must ensure that impact will be controlled by sound strategy. So I believe it's worth the cost of robustly defending that draft strategy.
Thank you, Councillor Potter. Councillor Arnold, so you indicate next.
Thank you, Chair. I am not on any planning committee, and I do not wish to be on any planning committee, and this is probably a good reason why I'm not on one. But I do fully support the submissions that officers and our planning committee have made, and I think that Councillor Sanderson said everything that really needs to be said. I have no intention of supporting these proposals. We have been asked to spend RDC money attending a meeting when RDC has already made its submissions. This is a complete and utter waste of taxpayers' money, and I will not be bullied by anyone into agreeing to do so. Most people I know have never even heard of a joint mineral waste plan, and most people I know, to be honest, are sick to death of hearing about fracking.
Thank you, Councillor Arnold. Sorry, members of the public. Councillor Clark.
Thank you, Chair, which leaves me wondering why Councillor Arnold thinks that we should be not fracking in the Wolds and the Vale of Pickering from his last vote. I want to have a few words, Chair, about non-professionals and non-experts. And I've jotted down, I'm sure I've missed some out, when the experts were saying that asbestos was perfectly safe, some of us were saying it wasn't. When the experts were saying that the dirty dozen in pesticides was fine and to be used by agriculture, some of us were saying, don't think so. Organophosphates, sheep dips, harmless stuff, you can immerse yourself in it. No. But at the time, the experts were saying, provided it's done properly, that's fine. And provided it's regulated, leaded petrol. These are all things that I have over the decades complained and campaigned against. Antibiotics in animal feed. Absolute abuse of the animals, let alone the antibiotics that we need to then protect ourselves with. And then we get into the ones that haven't yet, the experts haven't come round to. GM, nanoparticles, and fracking. Got very near with nanoparticles now. We're actually thinking, oh dear, little bits of plastic in the sea are going to start killing things. Somebody's noticed. Some of us have been moaning about that for 10 years. So let's look at protest and complaint. The problem in Rydale is not the fracking, anti-fracking camp. It is fracking. And anybody who thinks... anybody who thinks that that is the reverse of that really needs to look at it. And I have a confession to make from 35 years ago. The Greenham Common women who were campaigning against cruise missiles, American cruise missiles, wanted to camp on Berkshire's highways on the roadside. And my group, in its wisdom, thought, along with the Tories, they should be evicted. And I argued for Lord knows how many hours that they shouldn't be evicted. And I then eventually abstained rather than vote against the group. Those women needed to be supported.
You're on 3 minutes, Councillor.
Thank you, Chair. I'm in the last two sentences. And those people who are opposed to fracking, if they're not doing any serious harm, and I don't believe they are, when you look at the Greenham peace camps, etc., should be encouraged to voice. They may be wrong, but over the list I've just read out to you, there is a very big chance they may be right. And if we clamp down on them, that would be even worse than a police state. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Clark. We've had a long and varied debate. I'm going to come back to Councillor Andrews now. We're on the original motion as the proposer of the motion for his summation before I move to the vote. So, Councillor Andrews, you, and then we'll move to a vote.
Chairman, there are rather a large number of points to be made. Can I have some latitude, please, in regard to
Councillor Andrews, a number of people through the evening have had some latitude. I've noticed that the buzzer going up to 3 minutes 30 and thereabouts. I'm assuming you've timed this speech at 3 minutes, but you probably didn't time it as accurately as this clock will. I'm going to allow Councillor Andrews that sort of latitude, but that is all. This is not a 10-minute filibuster. 3 minutes would be very good. I'll give you some latitude beyond it, but not much.
Thank you, Chairman. The main point that I need to come across is the one identified by Councillor Farnell, saying, what will the expert be able to do? Well, let's put ourselves in the situation of the examination in public, which is a kind of a negotiation, but everybody has their experts there. And it's the experts who speak, not the non-experts. And we start arguing, putting forward our argument that SP 13, our policy SP 13, should prevent any fracking, or rather any surface workings in the Vale of Pickering and the Yorkshire Wolds. And suppose we then lose that argument, then the argument then will then proceed as to how we can perhaps apply policy SP 13 by limiting the amount of damage that fracking might do to the Vale of Pickering and the Yorkshire Wolds. And the argument will then resolve, what's viable? Because they'll say, the government, whatever's going to be, if there's going to be fracking, whatever restrictions have got to be on there have got to be have not got to take away the viability of the fracking operation. And the experts there who speak on behalf of the industry will all say, well, of course it won't be viable if you impose even the slightest restriction on what we can do in the Vale of Pickering or the Yorkshire Wolds. So therefore, we must cover the whole place with fracking pads. If we have our own experts there who know the business, they will be able to say, well, actually, that's not right. Because if you do this, this, and this, and this, you can minimise the impact, and it will work. But without those people there, without the experts of that calibre there, we cannot make that argument. Yes, our planning officers can make an argument, but nothing like that argument. And that's the that is the key. We are doing this to protect residents. Let's put politics aside. Let's put fracking aside. Let's think of how we can do our best to get a reasonable compromise, if necessary, to protect this, to protect Rydale. We're not talking about not having a plan. All we're doing is we're talking about supporting supporting modifications which North Yorkshire have already made, and strengthening it. Because North Yorkshire actually accept our arguments on policy SP13. They just haven't written it into the plan in a way which is very strong. As far as employing experts generally, our planning officers can do the job. Well, yes, they can. Then why is it that we have to use, we have to employ barristers occasionally at planning inquiries? Why is it that occasionally we have to employ specialist consultants at planning inquiries? This does happen. And then we talk about how long is the are the consultants going to be employed? The answer is there is usually a programming meeting.
You're coming to the end of your latitude, Councillor Andrews.
I appreciate that, Chairman. The answer is, there is a programming meeting at the EIP, and at that programming meeting, they decide when certain topics are going to be discussed and when other topics are going to be discussed, and the dates and times are set aside so that experts do not waste their time attending inquiries and become overdue, and we end up by wasting money.
Thank you, Councillor Andrews. Okay, I'm going to now move to the vote. On the original motion, as you have it on your agendas. So
yes, we've got a name vote, please, Chair.
Of course you can have a name vote, Councillor Andrews. So, please, can we all vote on the original motion, please?
That's 10 votes for, 16 votes against, and one abstention.
Okay, so that motion is defeated. That concludes the meeting of the business, so I'm going to conclude it. Before I do, can I please thank all members of council for their attendance and forbearance tonight, and also the members of the public for enabling this meeting to take place and do the business this council needed to do. Thank you.